The role of science and technology in national development has never been in doubt. There is also evidence that many advances that countries have made were influenced by researchers in science and technology. Unfortunately, in Ghana, many research findings have remained in the offices or shelves of research institutes. In an effort to link basic schools with research institutions for accelerated development, the Science and Technology Advocacy Foundation is holding a forum at the University of Ghana, Legon, to bring to light the need to practically utilize research findings for development. Bright Sube is the president of the foundation.
In Africa, we realize that we have enough science and technology research institutions and universities, but the public don't know exactly what is going on in these universities and the research institutions. We are advocating the research findings lying down in Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, University of Ghana, and the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research. They are all lying down there. There is a difficulty in advocating about it. We want to stand in between the media and the research institutions to advocate our research findings for development. It is by this that research funding can be tapped into by investors, the millionaires, the billionaires, and that is translated into job creation.
You are talking about universities. What about other tertiary institutions as well as second cycle schools?
This is the current what we are doing in a basic school to prove that we have the polytechnics at heart, we have the technical vocational institution at heart. All our aim is to put science in action that leads to industrialization.
So practically, after linking these research institutions with your organization, what should we expect in the Ghanaian society?
We are going to expect sharp economic growth. Now, any research finding lying down now will be put to use. Industry will emanate from it. Currently, we are showcasing ordinary person who had come out with energy paste, where he used just wood ash to generate torch light battery and then car battery. With this, when the public got to know and an investor got to know, he's put his money into it, we manufacture it, and that leads to a sharp economic growth.
Bright Sube is the president of the Science and Technology Advocacy Foundation.